अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
This is Chimes Radio, original podcast.
5 oceans, 7 continents and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags and lots more.
Today, let me take you to a country in Africa which has a very narrow coastline, only 51 kilometers. It's Togo for us. Meaning of the name of this country is on the other side of the river. Yes, Togo is a West African nation on the Gulf of Guinea and its capital is Lomé, officially known as the Togolese Republic. It's bordered by Ghana to the west, Benin to the east, Burkina Faso to the north. It is one of the smallest countries in Africa. The languages spoken there are French, Ewe, and Kabeyi, and the people living there are called Togolese. The capital city, Lomé, is considered to be one of the most beautiful places in West Africa. It is also called Paris of West Africa, or the Pearl of West Africa. When the First World War happened, Britain and France took Togoland from Germany and split it between the two countries. Before the country got its full independence, the British part of Togoland voted to become the part of Ghana and the French part became an autonomous republic which later got its independence. Talking about the terrain of this country, it is quite diverse. Towards the north is savanna, the central country has hills, and the south has woodland, lagoons, coastal plains and marshes. The highest mountain of the country is Mount Ogu, and there are also some small number of lakes, of which Lake Togo is the largest one. Mono River is the most significant river of the country and it has its tributaries as well. And like other countries where beaches are quite safe, in Togo, the coast has an undertow which makes the beaches slightly unsafe for swimming. Talking about the wildlife of this country, there are 3 national parks: Fazao Malfakasa National Park, which is the largest, and it is located in the semi-mountainous region of wetland and it borders with Ghana. The country has only 1 UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's the Kutamaku, the land of Batam Mariba. This site has mud houses which are called Takinta, which indeed are a symbol of this country. One very important monument of significance is Monument de la Independence, which is a tribute to the country's fight for independence from France. Talking about the agriculture, cotton is the most important crop in the country. And the country also generates cocoa and coffee. There are also many limestone mines and it is also an ivory trade center. Talking about their favorite sport, football is the most popular one in the country. And culturally, people believe in a lot of ceremonial practices and tribal culture. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Togo's flag has 5 horizontal stripes. Alternate stripes of green and yellow, with the top being green, followed by yellow, green, yellow and green. These are equal length of horizontal bands, but the width of the bands differ. For the lower 2 bands, they cover the entire flag width. However, the top 3 bands are neighbored by a red square on the top hoist side, and right in the middle of it is a 5-pointed white colored star. So that's the flag of Togo for us. to know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share Little Explorers.